to the
International Olympic Committee has the honor to announce that the Games of the 35th Olympiad are awarded to Brisbane, Australia.
Now, there it is.
You're probably going to get sick of hearing that today, but you heard it first here on the Night Shift around Australia on the Triple M network. Mark Beretta from Channel 7 Sunrise is live in Tokyo as we speak, and he joins me now. G'day, buddy. Did you jump for joy last night? Did you watch it? Good morning.
Sure did, Luke. And I've got to say, every Australian in Tokyo jumped for joy last night. The scenes were fantastic, and the scenes in the village from the athletes were just incredible. And no, mate, we will never get sick of hearing that over and over again over the next few years. Thanks very much. It'll be like Juan Antonio Samaranch to the third is Sydney, you know.
Well, I was just saying that to Graeme Wynne a second ago. If only they'd mispronounced Brisbane, it would live on forever. If only they'd said the winner is a Brisbane or something like that. Just Brisbane.
We were sort of hoping for that. Yeah, exactly.
What does this mean? Is it a win just for Queensland, Mark Beretta, or is it a win for Australia?
It is a massive win for Australia. We know that from Sydney, what it does for tourism, what it does for putting the country on the map, you know, international recognition. Being out at events last night, the athletes of the world, I'm talking about Austrians and people from all over the world are talking about and focusing to Brisbane. It's like the whole world just swung around and said, Brisbane, you know, we're there, you know, so it's really exciting. And, you know, what it does for the economy, and I just see with sadness Bob Catter carrying on about it'll ruin the Queensland economy. Does he remember World Expo 88? Because I'm old enough to have been there at World Expo. It changed the city forever. And Olympics will do the same.
What was the name of the big winking kangaroo mascot?
Matilda.
That's it. See, I forgot her name. I'm an idiot. But I can still see her.
Not at all. Yes, that was awesome. Yeah. And the kids running out of the pouch was just... They were brilliant moments. Maybe we can get Matilda back for Brisbane 2032.
Bring Matilda back. 133353 is the phone number. What are your thoughts on Brisbane getting the Olympics? Is it all about Queensland or is it all about Australia? 130,000 jobs. We were just talking about it with Graeme Wynne. An extra 10,000 possibly with tourism on top of that. But what about after they're over? Do you think Sydney did well after the Olympics? We all know how well Sydney did during it.
Yeah, I do, Luke. I mean, I look at those venues and you look at Homebush today and what's happened there. It's a magnificent hub now as a residential hub. I mean, there are thousands of people who live and work in that precinct. The industrial centre that's developed, but the sporting venues are still there too. And remember, we're talking more than 20 years on now from the Sydney Games, 22, 23 years since that stadium was built. And in stadium life cycles, that's just about it. Stadiums are starting to come down and be rebuilt about that stage. So, you know, it's... I think the legacy there is fantastic.
So you and I might probably going to disagree here. We've only got limited time. I think Homebush is a dog. But see, I come from the northern beaches. It's so hard to get to. I think Homebush is an absolute dog. And the City Kings, put them back at the entertainment centre. Rebuild the entertainment. Don't get me started, Barrett.
I like the way you're thinking, Luke. But mate, if you haven't been out there for a while, the people who live love it.
I'm not going to go there.
The whole experience is good.
I need a pack.
I can tell.
I need a packed lunch. Mark Barrett, is live with us from Tokyo. Barrett, does Channel 7 have the broadcasting rights to 2032?
Luke, no, we don't, but I guarantee there'll be a mad scramble at head office today.
Yeah, I bet there will. And I'm just wondering, how old, 11 years down the track, so how old are the kids now that are going to look at 2032 and go, I could compete there?
Yeah, that's exciting. They're early teens. You know, you'll be looking at athletes really in their, you know, maybe their late teens, early 20s. So some of them haven't even hit 10 or 11 yet. So, you know, that's remarkable. But, hey, you make a good point on the TV rights. These will be probably some of the most expensive TV rights of this era, the Brisbane Olympic Games. So, you know, what the scramble will be on. And, you know, I'd imagine, well, who knows how the landscape changes, but I'd like to think that Seven is the front runner. And then there'll be a bidding war to try and get these right because they will be worth a lot in Australia, that's for sure.
All right, let's have a look at what happened yesterday. Our softballers, they lost, but the Matildas got up and the blokes and the Ollie Roos have got Argentina tonight.
Yeah, exactly right. The softballers got off to a good start, but then, look, Japan Japan baseball is the national sport, and softball obviously rides along with that as well. So they're always going to be strong. The USA and Japan, they dominate softball, and they'll be between them, they'll slug it out for the gold and silver. But there's a bronze medal up for grabs, and that's probably what Australia's looking at. We had a really positive start, but then Japan just were a cut above, and they got the job done. Matildas last night, absolutely superb against New Zealand, 2-1, and a great result for them. And yeah, they just look good. They are one of our great Australian benchmark teams. You know, you just put the Matildas on the mantelpiece because they are something special. And when they go out to play, we've got to be extremely proud of them because they're a ripping team and a great bunch of girls. And the Oliroos, the men tonight up against Argentina, is a tough one. And we're in a group in the men's that they're calling the pool of death. I like Graham Arnold, the coach. He calls it the pool of dreams. Talk about flip it around to a positive. but it's just, that's just a good attitude to have. It's full of opportunity. You know, we knock off Argentina and, we're taking a step up on the world stage is great.
You know what we need to do? We need to think between now and 2032, because every Olympics they get rid of some sports and they introduce new ones, correct? Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Bring back elastics for the girls, tunnel ball, captain ball, and bull rush. I'm just thinking.
Yeah. What about being in Australian Games? I mean, when you're the host nation, you do get a significant say in a new sport coming in. So a lot of the ones we love, I mean, surfing's in, we've done that. Maybe we go to surf life saving, maybe we go to beer pong, I don't know, something like that.
Oh, very, very good. Hey, listen, I've got Jason on the other line. He knows where Matilda is today. Jason, good morning. Jason, talk.
You got me. Yeah, you got us, mate.
Yeah, Jason, you got Mark Beretta live in Tokyo. Where's Matilda?
Mate, she's hiding up on the side of the highway at Traveston at the new servo. PM a servo. She's still got a half lazy eye as well.
The winking eye. The lazy eye, mate. As you call it. Hey, she's imagining.
She's had a fresh coat of paint.
So she's ready to go.
Yeah, mate, you just got
a fresh coat of paint. She's good to go, Luke. Let's get her out there for 2030.
Let's wheel her out.
That's it, mate. Get a set of wheels on and she'll be right.
Before she gets culled.
Yeah. Fill her full of kids again and away we go.
Oh, where is she, Jason?
Pierre Maservo at Traveston, up towards Gympie, mate.
And she's had a fresh lick of paint and she's still got the lazy eye.
Yeah, mate.
that is gold.
Good on
you. How Australian's that?
Good on you, Jason. See, Barrett, you never know who's listening.
No, that's right. And the information. Hey, I know, Luke. I'm listening every morning.
Barrett's opening ceremony tomorrow. What are you expecting? No crowd? Will it be a fizzer or are you looking forward to it?
No.
I'm just so excited about Paddy Mills. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah. No, please. I couldn't agree more. Do you know what? I've got to say, there was a feeling here when Paddy Mills landed yesterday. There was like everyone, Paddy Mills is here. There's a feeling like he's the saviour of the team. He's just such an influence on people. He's such a good human. He's such a star of his sport. Everyone just feels better when Paddy Mills is around. And it's been interesting. I like to look at the athletes and their social media and who they want to get photos with in the village. And it's Ash Barty and Paddy Mills. They're the two that every athlete wants to get a photo with, which is interesting. But, hey, the ceremony will be brilliant, seriously. Combination of the beautiful Japanese culture, the dress and the music and technology that they have. We had a sneak peek with rehearsal last night. Some of the stuff they're doing, watch out for the drones. The drone stuff will blow your mind up above.
All right, Barrett, so you've got to go and file. We'll watch you on Sunrise, Channel 7 this morning. I watch you every morning. And, mate, we'll talk tomorrow. You have a great day. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Luke. Bye, guys.
Mark Barrett, OAM. I think I did it again. Presenter on Channel 7 Sunrise.